This recording, Xinjiang 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the private practice in Niles Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate the bowl of the porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from the rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itching goose began to track around the office like the lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goat's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for the name. Common was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost lunar back with her palm, then sending a charm to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts was not futile. In no time, the goose began to roar, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and gave her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managing to bath the goose, she wrapped her off with a cloth and lined her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vexed dissonance. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this case of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. Hello everybody, I want to talk about my hometown. First, I'm from Urumqi, the capital of Altmers province. There are many natives in there. Many people in summer want to visit here. In summer, there are many fruits, for example, watermelon, strawberry, and some native fruits. Urumqi is the biggest city in northwestern in China, and it's developing so fast, so more and more businessmen to pay attention to this city. Urumqi has many beautiful places to visit.
子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不应，不亦君子乎？”子曰： 诗300，一言以蔽之，曰：“思无邪。”子游问孝，子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养。至于驸马，焉而能有？不敬，何以别乎？”子曰：“视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉古哉？人焉古哉？”